You're listening to NewsRamp Leadership and Management. Today is Thursday morning, April 9th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Experts form 2026, Managing and Leading Performance Advisory Board to guide the HR community. The HR Research Institute forms the 2026 Managing and Leading Performance Advisory Board, uniting industry leaders and experts to drive higher performing employees and organizations. This board will guide HR professionals on modern strategies, AI utilization, and streamline processes for optimal results. CEO Debbie McGrath is excited about the board's potential to enhance performance reviews, foster growth, and boost business outcomes.
Annual General Meeting of Mobile Zone Holding A. Shareholders approved all proposals by the Board of Directors. This includes a dividend of CHF 0.90 per share, payable on April 17, 2026. The meeting also re-elected key members to the Board of Directors and approved the appointment of BDO AG as the statutory auditor for another year. For more details, visit Mobile Zone's Investor Relations website.
Polypeptide announced results of the annual general meeting 2026. Polypeptide Group AG announced that shareholders approved all proposals at the fifth annual general meeting. Peter Wilden was re-elected as chair of the board of directors. The AGM saw a turnout representing 80.85% of the company's shares. The approved proposals included re-election of the board members, statutory auditors, and maximum compensation amount. Shareholders also granted discharge to the board and executive committee for the financial year 2025.
Block co-founder foresees AI doing middle management tasks. Block's co-founder envisions artificial intelligence taking over middle management tasks in large organizations. The company's CEO, along with the lead independent director, proposes a structural shift where AI handles responsibilities traditionally managed by humans. This experiment, already impacting thousands of jobs, could have far-reaching implications. As disruptive technologies like quantum computing emerge from companies such as D-Wave Quantum Inc., the future of employment landscape remains uncertain. In Los Angeles, a team leader builds a content platform, a referral product, and a weekly practice his agents actually show up for. In Los Angeles, Jeff Bebike, co-founder of the Frontgate Real Estate team at Compass, prioritizes mindset over numbers with his agents. His Friday meetings focus on transparency and personal growth, leading to the launch of a content platform, Mindset with Jeff Bebike. Alongside this, he is developing a referral technology product called Local Mayor, aiming to create a self-sustaining referral loop for agents. These initiatives are part of Bebuke's strategy to build a community and drive organic growth for his team.
A Goldman cause, a corporation, appoints Dmitry Kostor-Huerau as chief financial officer, bringing over a decade of finance experience to strengthen strategy and governance. Kostor-Huerau, currently CFO of Micropolis AI Robotics, will play a key role in the company's financial foundation and growth as they prepare for a NYSE American uplisting. Cannes CEO Ahmad and Chairman Fred Deng expressed confidence in Kostor-Huerau's ability to drive long-term shareholder value.
Strategic acquisition expands change management reach. Peacock Hill Consulting completed its acquisition of IMA Worldwide, solidifying their position as leaders in change management. The merger combines Peacock Hill's consulting expertise with IMA's proven AI methodology, offering clients comprehensive solutions for navigating transformation. This strategic move reflects the increasing demand for effective change management in a rapidly evolving business landscape. Defense News breaks: SafePro Group Inc. appoints retired Army Colonel Jarrett Matthews as Chief Operating Officer. SafePro Group Inc. has appointed Colonel Retired Jarrett Matthews as its first Chief Operating Officer, leveraging his 25 years of experience in defense acquisition and technology integration. Matthews will drive the company's government contract strategy for AI-enabled defense solutions, focusing on converting technology pipelines like the SPOT-D AI platform for drone-based threat detection into awarded contracts and revenue.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.